Welcome, 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 welcome. Before we get into prayer tonight, let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit to be in this place. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, Father God, I come before you tonight, Father. And Father, I ask you to wash me in the blood. I hide myself behind the cross. I let you now come forth, the Holy Spirit, to minister to us. Use our body, use this clay. All you're looking for is for a willing vessel. And you'll use anyone you choose, anybody you see fit. So tonight, Holy Spirit of the living God, I hide myself behind the cross. And I let you come forth, O Holy Father, and to minister to us by the Spirit of the living God. And as we say tonight, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, 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 Holy Spirit of the living God. Welcome, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome tonight on the call. Welcome, 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 welcome. Tonight is a night that I will be praying and I will be inviting the Holy Spirit, which we already did. I just felt in my heart that we would pray for healing and deliverance tonight. I was not planning on praying on healing, but before I come on, about an hour ago or maybe an hour and a half ago, I felt in my heart that we're going to pray and we're going to trust and we're going to believe God for healing tonight. So we invite the Holy Spirit in. And there is a lot going on. I feel a lot. I feel a lot. I could just feel it in my spirit. I could feel it in my spirit. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. I'm going to turn to that right now. There's a heaviness in my heart. Very, very heavy tonight. Somebody have a very heavy heart. Like my heart was very heavy today. And then somebody else online here have a very heavy heart. So we're going to come. And David wrote, David is saying this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And he was saying that he will forget. He does not want to forget the Lord's benefit. That's what David was saying. And he was also saying, the Lord God forgive him from all his iniquities. And he was reminding and saying, I am blessing him. Because he healed all my diseases. And he redeemed his life from destruction. And he also crowned him with everlasting kindness and tender mercies. So when David is going through all that he's going through, he is blessing the Lord for all that the Lord has done for him. He satisfy his mouth with good things. Do we want good things tonight? Are we trusting and are we believing God for good things? But I want you to know, according to Hebrews 11, that's the scripture of faith, the hallmark of faith, Hebrews 11. And now faith is. Whatever we are believing God for tonight, faith is. Now faith is. There's a lot of things that I'm believing God for, especially in health-wise, and new things, new development that I learned yesterday. So I bless the Lord, oh my soul. And not because of what's going on with me. I don't believe so. I believe there's a lot of people on here that is believing God for supernatural healing. Okay, Jessica? Supernatural healing. And it's only Himself can remind us that we were healed before we were even born in our mother's womb. I didn't say that. The Word of God said that. When you read Ephesians 1, he said, before the foundation of the earth. We are being predestined, even Naomi. We are predestined before the foundation of the earth. We are called into righteousness. We're called by God. Supernatural healing belongs to us, joy and strength and righteousness. So I don't come tonight with a heavy heart. I come tonight praying and believing and trusting God, knowing according to Hebrews 11 that He took care of everything when Jesus was placed on the cross. And when they pierced Him at His side, and when He gave up the ghost and He said, "It is finished." Every single thing that we need and what we're believing God for, it is finished. It is finished. Because He sacrificed on that cross for us. Hebrews 11 said, now faith is. What are you believing God for tonight? Let's have a now faith is answer for every single thing that we're going through. Let's stand and believe for now faith is. Not yesterday, not before we get on the phone, but now faith is. At this particular moment, faith is. Every single thing that is needed, faith is. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith is. My God, we have to believe, God, that faith is. I have to stand and believe, God, that faith is. Right now, it is. All my needs are met because faith is at this particular time. Everything that the enemy brings, now faith is, and it's defeated at it. I'm telling you right now, faith is. Heavenly Father, we come with a faith is moment. We come with a faith is yes right now, Father. And we believe by the Holy Spirit that because you died and because you laid on the cross for us, Almighty God, faith is not only in fact, but it is an act. And I'm going to act on everything that's in the Word of God, which bring life according to Proverbs 18:21. I'll declare tonight that death and life is in the power of my tongue. I'll declare tonight that death and life is in the power of your tongue. I declare tonight that whom the man that condemned by, who the Lord God set free, is free indeed. I declare that my outside may be mashed up and wrecked up, but my spirit man is alive. I declare tonight that I'm a three-part being, a spirit, soul, and body. I declare tonight that I have more than enough. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. And as we come together tonight, I declare that could we not spend 1 hour? Could we not be awake for 1 hour? Could we not stand for 1 hour? Could we not trust Him again for 1 hour? I declare now that faith is. My God, I declare that the enemy has no power according to Colossians 1 and Colossians 2. I declare that the blood of Jesus stand. And when the enemy sees the blood, the enemy have to move and run. I declare that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of the things that I believe, and it's not even seen, but is already seen in the spirit realm. And I believe that when I stay in and when I profess it out of my mouth, it is going to put on a body, it's going to come to life, according to John 6:63. I believe in every fiber of my being. I believe that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. I believe. I believe that whatever comes out of my mouth is going to be about the word of God, and it's not going to defile me. I believe that in him I move and I have my being, and certainly there's no other God beside him. I believe that Jesus came and he died on the cross, and by him dying, I have life and I have it more abundantly. I believe that if I go to my bed and if I don't wake up tonight and tomorrow morning, and if I sleep and I don't wake up, I believe that I will be with Jesus waiting until the day when he comes back to take all life to him, with him, to the New Jerusalem. I believe it. I believe that the word of God is alive and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And wherever I send it, it's going to go and it's going to accomplish. I believe that enemy has no power over me and over anybody that, under the sound of my voice. I believe, oh glory to God, that every demonic source and force have to bow. I believe based on the word of God that, oh my God, where two or three of us are gathered, there he is in the midst. I believe when you speak the word of God, it's going to come forth. And it's going to put on a body and it's going to come to life. I believe that there's life in the word of God. John 6:63 declares that. I believe it. And if you're going through something tonight, and if you want somebody to believe with you, let us stand in the gap. Three. Full cord, it is not easily broken. I believe if you and I stand together and have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which is the Word of God together, that we can do exploits. I strongly believe that because the Word of God is alive and it's powerful. When you read the word, all you need is one. You don't have to know the Bible back and forth. I don't think so. You just have to just hold on to one verse that pertains to what's going on in your life now, because faith is. And we are in a now position. We're in a position where Abraham was going up to the mountain with his son, like we talked last week, getting ready to take the son, the generation, that person who was supposed to have the bloodline going, getting ready to take him out. And God Almighty provided a ram in the bush. I believe that if the body of Christ come together and we have things in one accord, that the enemy has no power over us. I believe that we were called to dispel the enemy and to diminish and to take him out because he's already defeated. I believe the enemy's under our feet. I believe the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, he lives in us. I believe without a shadow of a doubt, if we speak, life will come forth. I believe no matter what you're going through, if we get to understand who we are in Christ Jesus and we hold hands together in Christ Jesus, we will have no lack. We will have no lack. We will have everything in common. I believe the word of God is alive. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ. As we welcome you this day, mighty God. As we welcome you this day, mighty God, we welcome you, Lord God, to come in and to change the atmosphere. To change the atmosphere, I believe every stand, Lord Jesus. Standing in the gap with us. I want to say something, and I feel it in my heart. I feel it in my heart. I wish I know. I mean, I really don't wish things, but I shouldn't. If I could sing this song, wow. That's why I need to know how to sing. I am seeing something right now. I'm seeing it. I am seeing it. I am seeing it. I am seeing it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father God. I want you to remind you tonight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. I stand in the gap with you, honey. There's somebody. It's massive. It's very troubling right now. And I'm praying for you right now. I'm not going to call out your name, but you're going to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit because you do not want to be called out. So I'm not going to call you out. Proverbs 3, and I want you to listen to this. I want you to trust in the Lord understand that it's hard. And yes, you're saying for me to trust in the Lord, the person is saying. But how do I trust in the Lord when everything in my life is upside down? Listen to me, honey. How I myself, Ruth Elizabeth, I'm going to put myself in your shoes right now. And I'm going to talk to you by the Holy Spirit. How do I, Ruth Elizabeth, trust in the Lord? How do I do that? I have nobody else to turn to. I can't turn to my husband. I can't turn to my family members. My best friend, who's my daughter, I can't turn to her. She's not here. Yes, I may cry and it hurts. But what are you going to do? Who are you going to actually talk to? Look. It doesn't make any sense to contemplate that you want to go take your life or want to just give up. I tried that more than once. I would say two times I can remember. And this is not a doom and gloom thing tonight. This is not doom and gloom. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not here for doom and gloom. I'm here because the Father talked to me about someone on, as a matter of fact, two persons on this line. One is more severe. And I'm saying trust in the Lord. And this person is saying, what are you saying about trusting in the Lord? You don't even understand what I am going through. And I'm getting ready to like say give up because look at all what's going on right now in Christendom. Christianity does not work. That's what the person is saying, and I'm hearing it. And they're standing in the mirror and they're looking at them like, it's best for me to go back out there in the club. And if I was a go-go dancer, and if I was out there taking drugs, I think it's even better. And the person is saying, but get well, guess what? Guess what? The drugs that they're doing right now, the person is saying, it may not even good. And they're saying, who can they talk to? But I'm not telling you to call me. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to call you. But all I can say tonight, I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm going to be dying. But based on what I know in life, in my life, I am 72, June 18, I was 72. Yeah, 70, 71, sorry. When I say 72, I mean in my spirit. No, 71. So I have to kind of look back. 71, because the Spirit of God will talk to you and correct you. I'm 71. And I really have no one to talk to but Jesus Christ himself. I'm not begging for sympathy. I'm just telling you that you could trust in the Lord. And if anybody tell you that you can't trust them, tell them that I said, from Jamaica to America, I can tell you dreams and I could tell you tales and I could tell you things. Been through there, done that. Get my t-shirts full of hole, put it back, take it over, sew it up, put it on, tear it up again. I can tell you. This is not a hype. And this is not a vibe. A vibe is a word. Don't know, but I just felt like saying vibe. VIPE. I don't know. Go look it up. And I'm not going to look it up for you. I'm not going to do that. It's up to you to go. If somebody's talking to you about something when it comes on to church, even today, do not take their word for it. Go and check out the word of God for yourself. Your life is in a balance. When you get saved and you give your life to Jesus Christ, that's still not it. Okay, you're not dying unless you're going to be dead, then if that's it. But if you're still alive, you have to go through some stuff. And you have to know how to stand through some stuff. Because it's not easy stuff. Stuff. You need to know the word of God for yourself, that when the stuff come, you know how to go through your stuff by yourself with God's stuff, which is his word, the stuff. I'm serious. This is not about Christian going out and get a rich quick, get rich scheme. This is about you and God himself. This is about you knowing what you know and know what you know. Knowing that you know what you know to know what you're supposed to know. It's all about you and God. And I want to tell you something based on what I know. If God tell you to do something, do it. Because you're going to be like those people in the Bible. Engine number 9 going around the Chicago line. 3 day journey and it take them over. Oh, I almost turned 40 years. I'm not playing. I'm talking about myself. If he tell you to do something, do it. Especially when it comes on to your health. If he give you a health plan, I'm telling you, go by the health plan that he give to you. Because it don't matter where you go, those people are gonna tell you the same health plan that he give to you. I'm not look, I come tonight to pray, but you also know that I work in the fivefold ministry. I could preach, I could teach. I lay hands on the sick. I cast out demons. I speak and people come back to life. That's the fivefold ministry right there. It's an umbrella under the, being an apostle, whatever you want to call it. I'm not here for names. I'm just here to go by the Holy Spirit. Our life is not something to play with. Our life is like a car. And if you don't get good tune up, you're gonna get wrecked. If you drive your car and you do not change your oil, even when they're lying to you not right now, telling that your oil don't need to change, your engine is gonna blow. You gotta change your oil with the word of God. You gotta take inventory over your car yourself. You are your car and it needs tune up. I need to be tuned up. So we do come for prayer tonight. But when Jesus went into the temple and see all the nastiness and the flip-flap in the temple, he kicked over the tables and said, "My house, my house, my house must be a house of prayer." We want to go to church and we want to get beautiful, nice, supernatural, beautiful ministry. Ishe lovey diddy diddy. No! We got to put our flesh on the. I have to put my flesh on the. I got to preach the word of God. I got to fall in love with God's people. I got to forgive quickly because your ministry works only with love. I have to have more than enough to give, not only to pay my bill, but to give the body of Christ what they need. It's not for me to run around in a big boat and a big yacht and a big house and a big car. No, it's for us to have everything in common. The church of God is messed up, and I'm taking responsibility for me. We all have to take responsibility for ourselves. I've seen some stuff, what's going on in kingdom right now, and it's nasty, it's dirty, it's dilapidated, it does not look good, it is sickening, it makes you puke. The body of Christ is weak. And Jesus said, "I am going to my daddy. I am leaving you to bring the torch and to continue going. I'm giving you double portion." Why? I'm giving you double portion. I'm giving you double portion. Because what you have to do today, you're going to need the Holy Spirit to rely and to give you information to be able to cast out these demons and devils. And if you're not with the Holy Spirit, you're lame. You're wrecked. You have no eyes in the spirit to see in the spirit. And anybody tell you that you're not supposed to have eyes to see in the spirit, tell them to come and talk to me. Anybody who will tell you that you cannot sit here and be in somebody's house praying for them in the spirit, tell them to come to talk to me. You have to be able to know how to discern. You have to be able to know how to your brothers and your sister on the other line talking to you, and you have to be able to see in the spirit realm. You have to be able to walk in the supernatural because we're a spirit first. And we're dealing with some spiritual stuff. And when my brothers and sisters come to me, I should be able, by the spirit, to know exactly what's going on with them at that given time. And if the spirit does not reveal it, he will reveal it to somebody else because we're all spiritual agent and we walk in a spiritual kingdom. All the Father wants from us is for us to be clean and clean hands and a pure heart. Those are the ones who are going to see God. What is clean hands? What is a pure heart? It's not stealing and lying and gossiping and backbiting. No. It's a heart that walks in love and love the Father. It's a heart that when my brothers and sisters call me, I could sit back and I could talk to them. It's a heart that letting them know that I'm not better than they are. It's a heart that knows to let them know that we're all a part of this building. And none of us can function without the other. Everybody plays different part in this building. The roof, the doors, the windows, the ceiling, like the roof, the ceiling, whatever, two of them come together. the back door, the front door, the side door, and any way to enter the house. We all need each other. So now we come. Now we come. And as I am talking in this heaviness over the phone, and I'm looking at this individual that does not want to be called out. Listen, as I said, Proverbs 3. Verse 5. Listen. Trust. Trust. When you go into your quiet time, Naomi, take your paper and your pencil. Take out your Google. And check to see what does the word trust means. You've tried to trust people or individuals, but they hurt you. So now you have a trust problem. So now you have to not only have the word, listen to me, Naomi. You not only have to have the word trust, you have to have the word forgiveness. Tomorrow, we are going to fast on forgiveness. It starts at 6 in the morning to, I think it's 6 tomorrow or 12 tomorrow. If you want that, from I want you to get my phone number. Destiny, put my phone number on this chat. Naomi, I want you to send me your phone number. This is not, God placed you here tonight for a reason. A reason. A reason. This is not a show. This is of the supernatural. Do you understand me? Trust. Yes, they hurt you, but you have to get your breakthrough. And your breakthrough is coming. Through Alabos, yes, Tokosha. If I speak in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, the Father is actually building up my spirit man and taking me to places unknown. I am right there with you. And basically touching your right hand because you do not even like your right hand to be touched, correct? The Father said you don't even like your hand to be touched. You're sitting there and you're saying, what kind of woman is this? And I'm saying to you, honey, what kind of God is this? You see, we serve a supernatural God. A God that sees and he knows and he hears and he knows all A God who is the creator of the universe and he is your dad. You always want a dad. And he's saying, I already sent you a dad. And you rejected that dad, correct? Now he's saying you rejected that dad because you wanted a dad which is in heaven. And you want this man to look like a heavenly dad. Well, I'm gonna send him back the next time. But this time, your heart have to be correct. Naomi, you have to trust. I'm not telling you to trust human being again. I'm telling you to trust God. And once you trust God Himself, you're going to be able to trust flesh. And when I say flesh, I'm talking about human being in the natural. And you don't have to want to be like anybody else. You don't have to want to be like me. Oh no, you want to be like him. He's the only person you must want to be like. His name is Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And he is the conquering tribe. He is a tribal conqueror. He is from the tribe of Judah. His name Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. There is peace like a river, and it flows from the heavens above. There is peace like a river, and only the Creator knows how. When he comes to quench our peace that is so disrupted. So he comes, and when he comes, and he takes all the pollution out of the air. He is the God that's more than enough. His name is from the supernatural. He was created through Mary, and he walked the earth. His name is above every single name. His name is Jesus. Father, we bow. Father, we bow. We come before you, Heavenly Father. And we bow as we stand in the gap one for another. We drive every force and every source. Yes. Yes. Yes, we bow. We bow. Yes, Father God. Yes, we bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Now faith is. Now faith is. Now faith is. I go on every street, every corner, every crevice. I speak to every mountain, and I command him to stay. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell you what, let's tell you what we do. Whenever we are online, invite somebody that you need, that you know. That need to hear from the Holy Spirit. We don't want to play church. We don't want to play with people's lives. We want the power of the Holy Spirit to go for it and to minister to God's kingdom. And who's God's kingdom? We're God's kingdom. We are God's ambassador on this earth. We're designed and we're called for kingdom building, kingdom business. We're designed by the Holy Spirit. Let's not play church. Let's repent and ask God to actually just cleanse us and clean us. Let's come together in the body of Christ and let the Spirit of God just go through every single. Jessica, you hear me? You are an evangelist, okay? Jessica, I'm talking to you. Listen up. What does an evangelist does? Everywhere they go, they minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you got to get to know the art of how to minister, okay? If that's what you want to do, if that's what you're supposed to do, you got to know what an evangelist does. You got to know when you meet that person and when they're drawn to me. You say, why are these people drawn to me? They're drawn to you because of that kind of spirit that's around you. So now turn the lights on because it's dark in your house. So now that you turned that light on, yeah, know that you turn that light on. When you turn it on and you flip the switch on, that's what's going to happen when you study what the evangelist does. And then you feel like you were called to even have a church, huh? And you were saying, now, how do I start the church? What do I do to be in a church? I'm not equipped to be in a church. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Go and read Mark 16, 15. Read it from there. And read the last chapter of Matthew. I think it's Matthew 20 or something like that. Read it. Let me see. I think it's Matthew 20. Okay, I'm not really sure. Let me see. The last, look, Jessica, I'm telling you, when I open my eyes and when I look, all I see in here, does it make sense as an evangelist? People drawn to you and you want to go and minister to people and you want to have your own church, is that correct? Not really. But you just go out there and minister to people. You want to minister. You want another minister. Okay. Well, the church is coming in there, right? Where are you going to put them in? Most of them come. What are you going to do? So you got to not have fear. You got to get out of fear. What is fear? That is the opposite of faith. What does the word of God say? I have not given you the spirit of fear, but I've given you the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. When you come to these meetings together, I'll come with a pencil and paper because when I speak by the Holy Spirit. Because you may ask me what I said, and I don't even know because I'm just ministering by the Spirit. See, everybody minister differently, and you can't put yourself in a box because I'm not a box minister. I minister by the Holy Spirit. And my children that's online that know me, they let you know I'm a person that walk by the Spirit. I minister by the Spirit because that's how you're going to get effective treatment. That's how you're going to get delivered with an ED because you have already delivered yesterday up until today. You just don't know it. Ah, thank you, Holy Father. Matthew, I was talking about, right? That's your scripture now, Jessica. Oh. You see, now we're here to pray, but we also hear the minister, and I don't know. I just open my Bible, know the word, and just speak. Shakuri Remangi. So here we go, Matthew 28. I thought it was the last chapter of Matthew, right? Matthew 28. Listen up, Jessica. From verse 19, you could go from, or you could read a whole entire part of Matthew 28. But this is what's gonna make more sense to you. But you could read Matthew 28. All power is given unto me, Jesus Christ. So that means no fear can come. So when you go, you let Jesus minister through you, and you just back off and just open your mouth and let him work through you. Fear is going to be gone because he's working through you. You ain't going to have no fear. He said, because he is in heaven. Because he's in heaven and he is living inside of you. You're already, you are already in heaven with him. You got to get this. I can't, you got to get it. This is just, I'm going to be gone in about 7 minutes. You got to get this. You are in heaven with him. You is sitting in heavenly places. He's giving you information. So you got to listen when he, so that's something he's going to have to teach you by the word and by somebody, not, it may necessarily be me, but somebody, in a context who you feel comfortable with, who you trust. You understand me? Okay. And how you're going to trust somebody is the word, is the person who's going to lead you to Christ. The person who's going to lead you to Christ and not themselves. Because there's a lot of people out there leading you to themselves. You want somebody who's going to lead you to him and him alone. Go therefore, and he said, and teach. How are you going to teach? You got to know the word. You got to know this. You got to know it's like it got life. So here you go. Matthew 28. You can read the old entire Matthew 28, but you're going to focus your attention in 18 all the way down to 20. It is very, very important. It's very important. Very important. Very important. Very important. Very, very important. Very, very important. A lot of people have a financial problem on the line. And this is when I'm telling you right now. See, when I see all these things, when I see all this, this is when I say the body of Christ need to have funds. This is when I say the body. You know what, people? We gotta cut it out and just get to know God. Put our hands out and say now. Call money in now. I mean, this is not, this is not, this is not a, this is not a scheme or a quick scheme. No. This is a nugget right here. If, say for instance, I had millions and I'm on the line like this. And not only millions, say I have 100,000s and I'm on the line like this. And by the Spirit of God. And I feel in my heart that my brothers and sisters needed help. And I don't know who or which one need help. And I said to the person on the line, whoever is online and you needed help or you need help, text me and tell me the amount. Isn't that how the church of God's supposed to work? My sisters are not, and my brothers are not supposed to go to their bed hungry. Their lights are not supposed to turn off. I'm not supposed to have three houses and you ain't got one. A beach house. A regular house. Yachts and boats and dogs and cats, and my brothers and sisters can't pay their bills. We're not getting it, man. We want it now. The word of God said in Genesis, I think it's, where did I see this? Was it Psalms 24? I think it was Psalms 24. These are things that are just coming up on my head. And I just got to verify. That's what we got to do in the church. We got to verify. Giving out scriptures, we got to verify to make sure they're right. Because ain't nobody arrived. I know I ain't arrived. And when I put stuff in my notes and I have to be ministered by the Spirit, I better got some sense of sensibility. We're all in this thing together. Ain't nobody arrived. I'm so tired of these people. And I'm just so tired. People out there need help and they can't get help. The earth is the Lord, Jesus Almighty God. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord, but we ain't got nothing. We temporarily out of cash. That is not what they said in Acts, honey. They sold everything and they have everything in common. Where is the everything in common, church? Where's the everything in common, brothers and sisters? And we're supposed to be kingdom builders. Why does my brothers and my sister have to rely on the state to get some food? And the church got so much money. I don't get it. My brothers and sisters can't pay their bills. And if you call up some head big time ministry, they can't help you. And I remember when I was in Manchester, in Connecticut, a small little church, and we were paying bills for people. They were not even a part, they weren't even members of the church because we weren't having members. We didn't believe in members. And we were paying out rents and buying foods and paying phone bills. Brother Azzy, God bless him. Wherever he is, God bless him. We had it, put things together. Sister Moses, come together. We have this one guy sleeping in the park. Sleeping in the park. We took him in. We get him apartment. Pay his rent. And the church was a small little place. We got people leave from the Blue Hills Church come to Manchester. Not a part of the church. How many months behind your rent? And we paid it. And when they go to their church and tell them, we're not even a part of Sister Ruth's church, and she paid our rent. And the pastor said, and they said to her, oh, Sister Ruth, looking members. I said, yeah, tell him I'm looking members. Oh, yeah. But he better make sure he paid next month rent for you. And I tell you one thing, they paid next month rent. That's what the church is about. That is the body of Christ. We have lost it. We're so busy trying to compete, talking about each other and tearing down each other. It's a disgrace. We better get back to kingdom building. We better get back to telling people that Jesus is alive. We better get back to raising the dead. And don't you dare tell me that dead can't be raised, because I have laid hands and called a lot of folks to life right back there in Connecticut and down here and all over. So don't come tell me no crap that it can't be, because I see it with my two eyes. I see baby who born out of their mother's womb and eat their fetus, and they say the baby's gonna die, and God bring him back. I see kids, oh, a child over there, St. Francis, take him off of life support. God brought him back. I see a woman who can't get pregnant. God gave them more than one baby. Don't you come telling me nothing. I see cancer patient got healing. Don't you tell me nothing. I was in the hospital for 21 days. Don't you come tell me nothing. Jesus is alive. He's not dead. He is alive. We the one that kill him. We's the one that kill him and still killing him. He is alive. Jesus is alive. And the church is not dead. Like I said before, I repent. The church is alive. And we better wake up. All power. All power, he said he's gonna give to us. He didn't say he was gonna give to Jane, Jennifer, or John. He said he's gonna give it to me and you individually. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them. He didn't say for you to go follow signs. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I'm not playing. He said, you will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You will speak to these doggone demons and they gotta shut up and run and flee, because you have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. No demons are not supposed to come up in your face and talk no crap. You don't even have to open your mouth when you see them. They're supposed to run and flee. I remember when I was in Orlando, my mother-in-law husband, I passed him. We don't talk about, he's a deacon in the church with his demonic self. And when I passed that man when he was sleeping, he started screaming. And that's what's supposed to happen when you pass these demons. He is not a demon, but the spirit has it on him. His demonic, come when they see me coming, they start screaming. I'm not no different from you, but they see power. And they see anointing. They see it. And them demons know you. Do you know them? Do you know yourself? It's time for me to wake up. Everybody in their territory got to know how to fight, because we already won. We won the battle. Go read it in Colossians 2. Jesus said he make a show of them openly, and he whooped them from corner to corner, and he gave you the keys to the kingdom. Go read it in Matthew. Colossians 2 and Matthew 16. I have given you the keys to the kingdom. Go read Matthew 18 also. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatsoever you release on the earth is released. It is released. Oh my God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're supposed to have eyes to see. Don't tell nobody that you're into witchcraft when God is showing you stuff. That's a trick of the enemy. You need to have eyes to see. Simone, you need to have eyes. My daughter Simone, you need to have eyes. Don't let nobody tell you no foolishness. I know you're over there in the African church, but anybody come to me with foolishness, drive them out of your face. You was raised up with power. You was raised up with the anointing. You hear me, Latoya? Wake up. Wake up. Jesus is coming. You got the power. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. 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 Put your hand up. Put your hand. Fire. 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 Fire in the east. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we give you praise and worship. Let the fire fall. Let the fire come down, Jessica. Naomi. My daughters, let the fire come down. Let the fire come down, Destiny. Let the fire come down. Hallelujah. Tremor. Let the fire come down. Drive the devil out of your face. Makishikotoloyabababa. Gloria, let the devil run out of your face. Drive him out, Gloria. Shohohoba. Sho yaka. Iekoina na yakondo. Lakisha lekendele promotion, Lakisha. Yendele time for yetondo time for Pokobokota. Promotion in the east. New job in the east. New job in the west. Baba. My God, my God, my God, my God. Fire! Y'all need to start anointing yourself before you get out of the house. Yes, anoint yourself. New job. Yes, God. New job. Yes, Keisha. Yes. Oh, you double cotele baba la baba baba baba. New jobs. Yakotele baba 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 baba. New job now. Katoria baba. Take your hand off of the pocketbook. Take your hand off of the grillful. Take your hand out of the house. Take your hand off of the marriage. Take your hand off of their life. Oh, yeah, mama. Oh God, I see husbands coming home. Oh, they talk about, oh, they gotta come home because they can't take it. The heat's gonna take you. You gotta come home. Yeah, come home. Yeah, come home. Time for you to come home. I see husbands and I see wife preparing themselves for husband to come. Yes, time is time is time is time. Oh yeah, it's time. Oh yes, it's time. Oh, they coming. Hartford, Connecticut. Wait, child. Husband coming. Husband coming, girl. Husband coming. The man can't do nothing. He says, you know what? It's time. I can't take it no longer. So he said he packed up. So tell everybody to clean up the bed, change the sheets, because he coming. He coming. I see the man coming. Thank God he ain't got no more babies. Thank you, Jesus. You had enough. But the man coming, that man coming, girl, clean up the bed. If you got any roaches in the house, get yourself some defenders and clean up them roaches because he don't like roach. Clean them out, baby. I see the roaches, them going all corners. They running. Clean them out. Go get yourself some Jack Sprat. I mean, have yourself some anointing. Yes, on a Jack Sprat. Couldn't eat no fat, and his wife couldn't touch no lean, but it's gonna be lean time for you, baby. I see that man coming. He is coming. Clean up the house. Take a time off from the job and go do some cleaning from basement to the top. Yes, sir. Get yourself somebody called disinfectors. What you gonna need? Boric and sugar to get rid of them roach. Get rid of somebody. Somebody got to go. That house gotta be clean. Command coming. All time for the man. He been out on the street long enough. And somebody saying, what about my man? You ain't got your man yet. Get yourself together before your man come. That's how it's gonna be. I got my man in here. I gotta be, know how to behave myself to keep Kenneth. So hey, you want to know how to behave yourself. But the men come. When the men come, if you ain't got no man, you just clean up. That's all I gotta say. I'm gonna get out of your business. But I see it and I'm gonna call it. Just like when I see them babies and I call them. That's the way you think I'm calling that guy coming. So hey, enough is enough. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm out of the kitchen. I'm out of the kitchen. I'm getting out of your kitchen. But we need to know how to act. And I need to know how to act. And I'm behaving myself, but I got too much mouth. Do you mean I've let clean up your place, okay? Because a man coming, okay? You want a man, he coming. Don't go to Jamaica because they just want green card, okay? There's one right there in the church that like you, okay? And you know who it is too. I mean, you and him, the girl that man up in the church. I mean, when you go back over there Sunday, and if you miss a couple of weeks going to church, go back over there because you're sitting up there right up in the front bench, waiting for you to come in there. And he'd be watching you. You over there doing the sign language? He's doing sign language on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I mean, and make sure you dress right. Don't be going in there showing off no skin. Just go in there nicely. Okay? Yeah, just go in there. Yes. And go in there and calm yourself down. Calm down because I see the man. I could see him. I'm looking at him right now. He light skin just like you. Taller than you too. Right up there in the church. And when I am not getting ready to go to nobody's wedding. So all you gotta do is go on to the JP because I am not in the mood for nobody at their wedding. Go on to the JP because you don't need to be marrying on a big time wedding. Okay, because you're not young, you're old, okay? So just go down to the JP and let him flip the rings on. And that's all you gotta do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And when the man manifests himself, call me and let me know. Because he coming. This is what? September? Coming next week. Oh God, man around the corner, looking at you like a fly. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about all these flies. Catch one for yourself, okay? I'm done. Lord, help me, Jesus. Help my mouth. It's 8:42. I don't know where you get me from, Jesus, but you know what? I ain't gonna repent on this. Because when you show me and these people believing for husbands, oh my God. I can't just tell you what I see. I'm not gonna tell you. Oh Lord. Do we have life insurance? Everybody on here have life insurance? Okay, well, we gotta get life insurance. You gotta start getting your stuff, getting life insurance and all of that, for your family and stuff like that, and these husbands and these wives and these young people, and just get yourself together, you know what I mean? I mean, it does not mean that you're gonna die or anything, but we just have to be wise. You see what I'm saying? We gotta get ourselves together and don't let the enemy brings nothing that we're not prepared for. Okay? And I gotta write that down because I see something, but I'm not gonna say it. I'm not saying it. Some of these people smoke too much, okay? And when they smoke too much, it causes havoc. They health-wise, you know what I mean? And I see somebody that smokes a lot. So what time is it? It's 8:43. I'm gonna write that down. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. I'm writing it. Okay, and today's the 25th. Wow. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, it's been real. God is good. Whenever you come online, bring somebody with you that needs to hear from God, need to hear the word of God, needs deliverance. That person, Naomi. Hello, honey. Sweetheart. If you want to get that information about the fasting, just get the number. Destiny put the phone number there up there. Hey Keisha, I love you. Put the what's up? You okay? You're so tired. You're not getting enough sleep. Well, you gotta get sleep because your brain. It's just like moving. Like when I look and I saw that, it's like you gotta get your rest, okay? You gotta get your rest because The brain is all over. You see what I'm saying? And it's like right here. Like you get pressure right here. So put your hand right here. Put your hand. Put your hand right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just break and we bind the spirit of depression. Yes, Lord. And we just come against that right now. And we just break it right now, Father. That put your hand at your heart. Put your hand down at your heart now. And just give her that peace, Lord. Supernatural peace that comfort. Jesus, we just thank you right now. In Jesus' name. You feel that? Like some cool water going in your body? Did you feel something cool just come over you? Something very cool? That is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So just breathe it in every day, okay? Just breathe that is and get up in the morning, just breathe it in every day, okay, baby? Father, we give you thanks. And we just give you praise tonight, Lord. So we thank you that you are the Father, you are our Father, and you know all our needs. So we just thank you tonight. Yeah, your lungs, huh? Yeah. Jesus. So, tell you what, just honey, look at me. Just get the anointing oil, okay? And just right over there, just make the sign of the cross, okay? Continue to do that for like 7 days. And whatever comes up, just cough it up and spit it out in the bathroom. In the bathroom toilet. Just spit it in the toilet, okay? All that mucus that comes up, everything, anything that's yellow. Okay, like bronchitis or whatever. Just spit it out. Amen. Not in your yard, not outside. Just make sure you're using the bathroom and flush it. You see? Yeah. Amen. Hey. Oh yes. You should say, oh my God, yes. Yeah. You see, but you see, what goes on is when we come together, the Spirit of God will reveal. And that's what God does. He reveals himself to his children. To let them children know that he's alive and he's going to be there. Jennifer, I love you, and I don't know when school's gonna start or if it start Monday or but I'm praying for you, Jenny, for school, and I love you, and give my mommy a kiss for me and tell mommy I love her, and I'll see y'all. Oh, come to think about that, next week Monday. Okay, next week Monday. We used to be on our Monday nights, so we're not gonna be on Tuesdays anymore. So we're gonna start next week Monday. Okay, that I'm gonna go back on schedule. This Thursday night we are gonna be praying for the seven mountains. The Father had us to pray for the seven mountains of influence, and we're gonna pray accordingly this Monday. So no, not Monday. This Thursday night at 7:30. We're going to be on for another hour on Thursday night. All right. So have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Today
I
was the
love you
first day of
guys.
school, Sister Rose.
Huh?
Today was the first day of school for the students.
So that was the first day?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I felt like I'm going to be praying and put
Thank
your
you.
hand over your eyes, expression of the right eyes. Okay. Over your right eye. Just put your hand over it, Jenny, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you right now, Father, that you lift that veil off of her eye, Lord. And you just give her the eyes of the Spirit, Father, that when she goes in, she will be so powered with the fire of God that this would be the best year. Continue from this year forward. Father, give her the energy, the any energy that she needs. Let her be like the Energizer Bunny. Minister to her, Lord. Minister to her, Lord. Minister to her, Lord, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Minister, 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 minister. Let that fire of God come and be like the chariot in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I
Oh,
love you
thank
guys.
you.
God
Thank
bless
you.
you. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you guys soon. I'll see y'all next Monday.